Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sonpal.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Tushar Bhandari, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Ankit Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delays, I request Mr. Tushar Bhandari to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and further to you.
Thank you, Anuj. Greetings, everyone. I am delighted to welcome you to our earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and the year-ended financial year 2023. Associated Alcohol has continued to maintain consistent financial performance in both quarters and years, propelled by a strong brand portfolio and exceptional execution capabilities. We are extremely content with the performance of our product portfolio, and we are delighted to announce that we have reached a major milestone of 1 million cases of IMFL in Kerala during the financial year 23. Our sales volume for the financial year 23 was impressive as well. The sales volume of IMFL grew by 92% year on year and reached to 62 lakh cases. The sales volume of IMFL proprietary brands grew by 70% year on year and reached to 15.6 lakh cases. While the sales volume of IMFL licensed brand grew by about 53% year on year and reached to 16.5 lakh cases. Regarding our Q4 FY3 performance, we are pleased to report significant growth in our sales volume. Our IMIL sales volume grew by 97% year on year and stood at 15 lakh cases. Similarly, our IMFL proprietary sales volume increased by 35% and stood at 4 lakh cases, while our IMFL licensed brand sales volume grew by approximately 49% year on year and stood at 4.75 lakh cases. Regarding our operation, it is important to note that our company is not immune to the industry's severe cost pressures nationwide. Specifically, we have faced challenges on the margin front due to sharp unexpected rise in the price of raw material being rice and glass bottles, both critical inputs for our products. While we anticipate these elevated prices to persist in the near future, we have devised several measures to counter this trend. These measures include increased product price, optimizing costs, and enhancing our process. We are confident that these actions will enable us to regain profitability. Associated Alcohol is making steady progress on its journey of creating exciting premium brands with robust manufacturing platform that will further support through backward integration. Going forward, our focus remains on expanding our premium portfolio of IMFL by introducing new brands in gin category, in blended malt, and in rum category, leveraging the advantages of our capital intensive for long-term growth. The stock exchange has asked to submit another valuation report addressing certain observations. In response to this, direction, the company obtained a new valuation report and a fairness report, both of which were approved by the board of directors in the meeting held on April 15, 2023 and submitted to the stock exchange for further action. This new valuation report reconfirms the valuation considered in the company's previous submission to the stock exchange. As of now, the company has yet to receive any further communication from the stock exchange regarding this matter. I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO for a detailed operational and a financial review. Thank you. And over to you, Ankit.
Thank you, Tushaji. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this call today. During FY23, the company achieved a record gross revenue of 703 crores, reflecting a YY growth of 37%. EBITDA was 62 crores, with EBITDA margin of 8.9%. Additionally, the profit after tax for the year amounted to rupees 42 crores, with a PAT margin of 5.94%. In Q4 FY23, our net operating revenue increased by around 25% YY, reaching approximately 185 crores. We reported an EBITDA of around 15 crores with an EBITDA margin of 7.95%. Our profit after tax for the quarter was around 10 crores with a PAT margin of 5.3%. Rise in glass prices, as mentioned by Tushaji, has experienced inflation with an 8% increase in rice price and 12% increase in the glass cost on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Nonetheless, some commodities such as PET resin and paper have shown early signs of softening. Although we expect the price situation of raw material to remain volatile in near terms, EBITDA margin are projected to be a range bound in the near terms. Still, in the long run, we are optimistic about continuing our margin expansion trajectory, driven by our premiumization portfolio and backward integration capabilities. As you are aware, ABL is currently going in a substantial expansion phase, which we intend to finance mainly through our internal accruals. Despite this, the board of directors has proposed a dividend of 1 rupee per share on a face value of 10 per share. Additionally, we are making good progress with our ethanol project, which has a capacity of 40 MLPA, and we anticipate commissioning commercial production by the second quarter of FY24. Thank you for your attention, and now we are available to answer your questions. We can open the session for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Umang Parekh from Ashika India Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. First of all, sir, congratulations on the highest ever gross revenue of 702 crores. So my question is, despite of that, it is not getting reflected in our EBITDA since our margins have taken a major hit. So can you highlight the key raw materials apart from rice and glass? And what was the government price with respect to that for FY23 vis-a-vis FY22?
So, good afternoon, Umang, and thank you for the appreciation on our performance and increase in the top line. So, we agree that there has been, the bottom line has not been in consistent with the top line performance. That is across the industry, and if you see the performance of the company is as per the peers and as per the across the industry. The major, as I told you earlier also, the major impact has been due to the major price in one is the raw material, which is rice, which we are using, rice, corn, all the prices have shot up. So a year before that, the price of, say for example, rice was around 12 to 13,000, which has shot up to around 22 to 23,000.
Okay.
And the price of in the last quarter itself, we saw an upward movement in the price of glass. So the glass prices have shot up by approximately around 40% plus. So that is also impacted because the major of the premium product which we are selling, everything is in glass. So that has also impacted the margin to a certain extent. So to mitigate these, we are going to and representing to the states in this year and trying to take a price increase. At some levels, we have been able to take the price increase. So in IML this year, we were able to take the price increase. In certain products, we've been able to take the price increase. And in terms of glass, what we are doing is that we are trying to use innovative packaging products to mitigate the increase in the price of the glass. At certain cases, wherever we can reduce, we are trying to reduce the weightage of the glass. In certain cases, wherever we can increase the usage of the market bottles, we are trying to do that. And in cases wherever we are able to move to PET bottles, we are trying to do that. So hopefully we will see a double-digit bottom line in the coming year.
Okay. So what would our gross margin settle at, the ballpark number?
Next year?
For the current year itself, FY24.
So FY24 gross margin was around 46.66%.
No, the current margins have taken a hit because of the increase in raw materials. So where do you see this settling at?
So raw material is almost at a decent price right now. It's settled, but depends on this financial year, because as most of the ethanol plants are also coming in, grain-based ethanol plant. So we are not sure what the prices is going to go up to. But on the other side, we are seeing the price of rice going up, and on the other side, we are seeing the price of corn coming down. And the corn crop has been good. So the advantage to us is that ours is a multi-feed plant. So we can use any commodity as a feed, as a raw material. So that might mitigate the price increase this year. So we are not seeing a substantial price increase in this year.
So adding to Tushar, you know, we are seeing we should be improving the gross margin from here, since we are planning to, you know, increase our realization on the FG front and output products. So this should be somewhere we will be able to reach, you know, FY22 levels we should be able to.
And plus, apart from that, we are also planning to, as I told you earlier, that we are planning to go into premium product category. So in lines, within a month, we are planning to launch a premium gin, which would give a higher realization to the company. And we are also planning to launch a blended scotch very soon.
Okay, got it. Understood. And so lastly, can you give some numbers with respect to Mount Everest, with respect to what was the top line EBITDA and PAT for the FY23?
So Mount Everest for FY23, the results are not, audited report is not out yet, so we cannot comment on that. But as soon as it's available, we will put it on the public forum.
Okay. That was it from my side.
Company has done really well. So it's one of the fastest growing company, and we have the highest market share in the state of Madhya Pradesh.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. The first question is on the realization, especially on IML fronts. Have we taken the price cut? If I look at the yearly realization, it is down by 20%. So is it because of higher competitive intensity, or is it just to, you know, push the product to get our realization, our capacity utilization up?
So basically the last, this the year we are talking, the financial year 23, we have taken a slight cut in the realization of IML in an intention to increase the market share of our own product. Okay, so they go hand in hand, because in IML we get a monopoly status of a particular district where we can sell it. So to increase the sale of our IMFL product, so that's what we did last year. But this year we have also looked into the cost pressure, and we have been able to take the price hike in IML.
So if you talk about the realization hike which you are planning to take, if you can just give a ballpark range as to what kind of hike are you planning in IML and also in IMFL products.
So see, we are just in talking terms. So in IML, I cannot tell you the figures right now, but as soon as it is out, we'll be able to inform you. But at least 15% hike we are planning to take.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Nirav Siksaria from Living Root Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So you had mentioned that you'll be launching a premium gin and also a blended scotch. So what will be the price range in which both the products will be launched?
Hi, Nirav. So basically, the premium gin which we are planning to launch is we are planning to launch in a price range of MRPs as the entire country has different MRPs. So it should be around in the range of around 1700 to 1800 rupees a bottle. That's the premium gin. And blended scotch also we are planning to launch in the same category of around 1800 to 1900 rupees a bottle.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajneesh Bhair, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Rajneesh.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations on good set of numbers. So I have two questions. Basically, is on ethanol. You told that it will be operational by Q2 of this year. And how do you plan ramp up in this year? And do you have any orders from the oil companies?
Yes. So basically, we are in the process of second quarter. We'll start the ethanol production, and in this ethanol production, we have already been in touch with the oil companies. And as soon as the production will start, before that itself, we will have a tie-up agreement with them. And as you are aware that in the entire country, there is shortage of ethanol at present. Government is planning to reach to ethanol capacity ethanol blend to 20% by 2025. And right now, last year it was done only 9.8%. So there is a huge gap in the same category. So just before starting, and we are already in talking terms with the oil manufacturing company, and they have said that sir, don't worry, your demand would be complete. Your whatever you will manufacture would completely be lifted the day the production starts.
That's good to know. And how much interest subvention you'll be receiving on this plant? And plus, do you have also a subsidy like other players from the state government? Like Gulshan Polyols is getting some subsidy from the state government on per liter basis, no?
Yeah, hi, Ankit this side. So we have subsidy applied for the subsidy, and post subsidy we are expecting our interest cost should be somewhere around 4.5% over this term loan. And as far as the other subsidies are concerned, we are in touch with the government, and as of now, MP don't have a specific. We have a sales-based subsidy, which says we'll get a reimbursement from the government of around 1 rupees per
1.5. So basically, we are in touch with the government on two fronts. One is the capital subsidy, and second is the government has already disclosed the sale-based subsidy of 1.5 rupee per liter. So that we are already there. Plus the interest submission which you spoke about. So we have applied for the interest submission, and post the interest submission, our effective interest rate would be 4.5%. And we have already started getting the refund of the interest.
Okay. And second is on your new products which you are marketing under your brand name. So what is the marketing cost planned for this financial year?
So basically, sir, the marketing cost and the plan for this financial year is just to launch these brands. And as we've spoken in the earlier conversation also, we will primarily play a bottoms-up approach. That is, we will try to push at the shop end and the salesperson end. But definitely, when we try to develop a premium gin, and as the gin category is expanding substantially, and you must be seeing that across India, a lot of gins are coming. So to stand out, definitely there will be a marketing cost. So right now we have set aside almost around 25 lakhs for the marketing budget for gin and the premium scotch. So for these two we will be doing. And plus on the on-ground activities we'll be doing, that involves a minimal cost. That is to influence the local salesperson, to influence the bartenders. because these are the main persons who purchases, who influence the purchase of the customer. So we will be spending more there.
Understood. And what percentage of top line it will be contributing the new products, and which what will be the margins, a rough idea over the like next 2-3 years?
So basically, I'll just tell you in a brief that over the last 5 years, the company has continuously been focusing. Earlier, the company was primarily a commodity-driven company, and we were just doing ENA sale and job work manufacturing. But 5 years back, we decided and started going ahead with value-added products. So 5 years back, our value-added products was only 5% of the top line. Today, we are standing at almost 35 to 40% of our top line of our IMFL and all the sales of our IMFL products. So to tell you right now, the contribution of gin and the blended scotch at this present would not be a right time. But once it's launched, definitely we will see a significant. We assume that will give a significant contribution to our top line. But definitely, value-added products over the coming years would increase to the top line.
Okay. And the pricing front, what you mentioned for the gin and the blenders, don't you think these are all like at par with the established market players, and your pricing is still so high?
Basically, sir, there will be a strategic call on this. So on, if I tell you about a particular, say, so that's an internal strategy which we take, because we are looking for primarily a volume. So see, I can keep the gin because certain gin, certain companies, just not to name the companies, certain gin, companies have priced their gin at 3,000, 4,000 rupees and not doing the volume. So we want volume also, and we want the price also. So depending on that and depending on every state, as India, every state is a different country altogether. So depending on the state, depending after doing a detailed study of the market share, volume of each and every category, price category, then only we'll take a strategic call.
Okay, good enough. And the last question is regarding your merger with the beer company. After the merger, how much fixed cost will be like rationalized, or will it come down, or will it stay at the same level?
So, post-merger, we are expecting to reduce our fixed cost by 1-2%, in the range of 1-2%. But, you know, as we go merger, initially there will be some expenditure which we'll need to do to ensure that, you know, all the integration is on a systematic basis. But on a long term, we are expecting to reduce 1-2% of our total fixed cost.
But sir, apart from that, the contribution of the fixed cost, the major advantage after the merger would be boost in sales in other states. Okay, right now, because the beer company is more of a D2C company, so there'll be a lot of synergies when we move to other states. And the cost and overheads of moving to other states and would be very less.
Okay. All the best for your merger and the future quarters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nirav Seksaria from Living Root Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, so just a follow-up. So in the gin segment, which competitors are you looking forward to? Like, is it more towards the distillery end?
So basically, in gin segment, what we are trying to look at is what we will do is that what we have done in our product earlier also. Here, what we are trying to do is we are trying to give value for money to the customers. Okay, so like in terms of vodka category also, what we've launched, the vodka quality is almost equivalent to Smirnoff, but we price it at a reasonable price as compared to Smirnoff. In gin also, we will try to achieve the same. So we will give a better quality, and we will try to give value to the customers. And also we will try to enter into more of a bar and a restaurant business where the gin consumption is substantial in making cocktails and all. So we'll have to price it accordingly so that it is being able to enter in those categories. Because right now there are very few gin products which are being able to enter or break through in bars and restaurants. Only one or two are there. So we'll be trying to enter that category also. And plus, on the consumer side also, it'll be reasonable on the consumer's pocket also. and for that, so that he'll be able to try it and use it regularly.
So my question was the competitors that you're looking towards. Is it more towards the distilled end or in the drink segment?
More towards?
Distilled.
Distilled.
So
this will be completely a craft gin.
Okay.
So this will be completely a craft gin and made in small batches, and which will have botanicals, which will be imported, and it will be a combination of everything.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best for future products.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahil Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon to the management. So, I just wanted to understand, in terms of your revenues, we've seen quite a jump from FY22 to 23. So I just want to ask you, how do you feel about FY24? How do you see this number shaping up, given all your, you know, new launches, strategies which you're working on, and then in turn, how will the margins also shape up? I'm sorry if I'm repeating it, but I just want your view, given how will the raw material prices be. So how do you feel about the market, if you can just explain it again? Thank you.
Yeah, hi. So, you know, as far as growth in the revenue terms are concerned, we are targeting a double-digit growth number in the FY24, and we are very hopeful and we are positive that we will be able to achieve that. As far as margin is concerned, you know, we are expecting the price to remain at an elevated level, you know, near terms. But based on our process engineering and the improving our efficiencies, we are confident that we will be able to touch the double-digit margin in the next year.
You mean you'll be able to end FY24 in double digits?
Yes, we will.
Okay. And any so, what are your plans for geographical expansion? Like which places?
Sorry to interrupt you, Rahil. Can I request you to speak a little louder, please?
Okay, am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was just asking you about your geographical expansion. Like which regions are giving the highest, you know, revenues, and so are you expanding to other regions? How does it work?
So basically, we are expanding to other states as well. So we are already present in 5 states as present, and this year we are planning to expand to West Bengal, Orissa, and Goa.
Okay, and so which products, like what made you decide to enter these regions?
So basically, the entering these regions, there are a couple of factors which we look into is, and apart from looking into the factors, we have put a senior executive on our board. So he was there with USL for last 20 to 25 years, and he joined the board. So he guides us which state to enter, and then we see a couple of factors is that the category which we are planning to enter, what is the market, what is the profitability, which product we should enter, and what is the payment term, how things are shaping in that market. So after looking into all that, we take a call. And in that also, we have a strategic outlook, is that we do not directly go and do capital investment and buy out a unit or set up a unit there. What we do is that first we try to send it from our location. The advantage to us is that we are based out of Madhya Pradesh, we are almost heart of India. So across India, we can send it at a reasonable cost. So initially, we start sending the goods from our location, and then once the volume starts picking up, we do a manufacturing tie-up at that particular location and then manufacture from that location and send the ENA from here. So that's the strategy we follow.
Okay. And so the growth for next year will be a combination of both, right? Volume and value.
Definitely.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Plus next year, ethanol, in this financial year, the ethanol production will also add to the board.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Dimensional Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the follow-up. So if I look at your IMFL licensed business, the volume has grown quite significantly, almost 83% growth for this year. So what has been the reason behind such a huge growth in that segment?
So if you see, not only IMFL, if we talk about, the growth has been across in the manufacturing and the value-added product category, be it IMFL licensed brand and being our proprietary brand also. So if I talk about an annual segment, so IMFL proprietary brand, our own brands have increased, sales has increased by around 70%. And IMFL licensed brand has increased, sales increased by around 53%. And IMFL sale has increased by 92%. So the company is completely focused on sale, manufacturing and sale of its own brand. And that has helped us to increase the sale. And our expansion to other territories also has helped us to increase the sales in the volume.
For IMFL proprietary, I believe that expansion of territory would have worked there. But in case of licensed, I believe we are only in Madhya Pradesh, right?
Yes. So in that IMFL license plan, what we've been trying to do, we've done aggressive marketing and aggressive strategy. We paid on aggressive strategies and aggressive tie-ups, which has helped us to increase the sale. And plus the market has also increased. Because of the because last year the government reduced the duty and reduced the price in this particular category, and the market has also increased in that.
Okay. So when you say you went for aggressive marketing, were the costs incurred by you or was it done by the parent company, the licensor company?
Done by?
Associate.
Okay, done by associate. Okay. And in case of IMFL proprietary, if we bifurcate the growth of 70% into how much would have been organic volume growth and how much would have come from a geographic expansion, can you put any number to that?
Out of the 70% increase in the IMFL, our own brand, around 50% has come from geographical growth and 20% has come from Madhya Pradesh.
Okay, and out of this 106 crore of IMFL proprietary, how much would be from your top three markets?
So IMFL proprietary, out of the 106 crore, approximately 80-85 would be from top three markets.
Okay, and mostly would be from Kerala, right, in IMFL prop?
Kerala, Madhya Pradesh.
Okay, Kerala and Madhya Pradesh. So, I mean, we were making quite good inroads in Kerala. You had mentioned that we were among the top five players. So what is the kind of traction out there now? Because since we have made it among the top five, so what is the strategy there over the next, say, 5 years? The market is huge. Where do you aim to be in that market? Because since you have got that entry, that starting point.
Next 2 to 3 years plans, our plan is to be amongst the top two or top three players. And in that, we have also planned to launch premium brands. And now our focus has been in that market also to increase the sale of our premium products along with the regular sale of other products as well.
Okay. Okay. And do we have a manufacturing plant in Kerala as of yet?
No, so right now we have we've tied up with two bottling manufacturing unit in Kerala, and they are doing job work for us. So they are doing white labeling for us. So now we are looking out for a manufacturing unit in Kerala, but we believe in asset-light model and expanding and concentrating on the sale rather than concentrating on and giving time to manufacturing.
Okay, makes sense. And when you spoke about double-digit growth, were you referring to volume growth or sales growth? Because as it is, they are going to take a realization hike of...
Double-digit EBITDA, we were seeing. Double-digit EBITDA will be achieved. And as terms of top-line growth, double-digit.
That would be revenue, volume plus pricing growth or only volume growth of double-digit?
Volume growth.
Volume growth. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rajneesh Behl, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I have follow-up question on the ethanol orders, no? Because you said that volume growth will be only double digit, because I think it can only come from ethanol only, no?
No. So see, basically, apart from ethanol, we would expect 20% growth in our top line, apart from ethanol.
Apart from, so ethanol will be addition to that growth?
Yeah.
Okay. And how are the margin between the IML and the IMFL?
So margin between IMFL and IML is that in IML the margin is around 10% and in IMFL margin is around 15%.
And like you said, you are looking for alternative like PET bottling. So are you trying to backward integrate for PET bottling plant also?
So we already have a backward integration of PET bottle plant. We already have our own plant for which we are making PET bottles. And we are trying to introduce PET bottles in our IMFL product category also.
And there is no ban from the government for using the PET bottles?
No, it's recyclable.
There is ban in Maharashtra, no?
No, sir, it's not banned in Maharashtra also. So government has gone ahead and added a social responsibility to the company that whatever PET bottle they are introducing, they have to recycle that.
Okay. And the second question is regarding your franchise with the USL. So I think it is going to expire until in 2025, no?
No, it is already, it will expire next month and it's been renewed for 3 years.
Okay, and how much royalty payment you do to the USL?
So royalty payment to the USL is still to be finalized.
So will it increase from this year or it will remain at the same levels?
No, it will be at the same level or slightly down.
Okay, and how much is that percentage of your volume, like of your like total price, like revenue recognition?
So that, sir, once it's finalized, you will disclose it.
But as of now, how much is that?
So right now it's around about say around 56 around 70 lakhs per month.
70 lakhs per month. Okay. And it's irrespective of the volume, how much you do?
Yeah, irrespective of the volume.
Okay. And recently I've seen that your the credit rating has been withdrawn by CARE. So what are the reason for that?
No, so though it's not withdrawn, so we have, you know, shifted to CRISIL. So CRISIL is doing our credit rating, and in fact we have upgraded our credit rating to, you know, A+. So earlier it was lower. So it's not withdrawn. CARE has withdrawn the credit rating because it was an earlier credit rating agency.
Okay, understood.
You got a higher rating.
Thank you. Okay, yes, good to know.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Imran from Longbow India Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I hope I am audible to everyone.
Yes.
Sir, my question is on raw material. Sorry, I first of all joined a call a little late, so maybe my question would be a repetition. You can skip it if you know already answered. I wanted to understand the inflation in this quarter compared to last quarter in your grain prices and the other raw material prices, if you can talk about it.
So see, we have seen a substantial increase in the price of rice in the class, which has hit us hard in this quarter on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So, you know, rice has gone up by approximately 8% from previous quarter, and the glass bottles, we have a hit of around 12% on quarter-on-quarter basis. So, major, these are the two items which has hit hard. All other, materials are in line with the previous quarter.
Can you share the, maybe a per quintal cost this quarter versus last quarter and how it is shaping up in the current quarter?
So see, rice for the last quarter for Q4, it was around 20,000 and, currently it is around 20,000-21,000 which we are procuring for, current quarter. And as far as glass goes, average cost of glass for the last quarter was around 7 rupees and we are expecting to remain in the same range in this quarter.
So not any fall compared to last quarter, right? It's almost similar or little higher.
Yeah, this so currently rice price is on a little higher side. Last quarter is on the same level, but we are expecting that this will go down, you know, sometimes next month or next quarter.
Right. And what do you think would be the reasons for this, you know, price increase? Is it because of, you know, this ethanol program, the demand of all of a sudden, you know, for the broken rice has gone up? This is the reason, you know, we are seeing the price increase, or something else is, you know, contributing to it?
Two, three reasons attached to it, you know. First of all, you rightly mentioned is the ethanol, you know, ethanol facilities. So there are many ethanol facilities which are coming up. So certainly the rice demand is going to increase. Point two, you know, this year, as we all know, you know, we are expecting a below rainfall from the last year. So the prices has also gone up because of that also. So, and the acreage will also be lower than the last year. So all those three factors which is, and plus the government supplies is also is the issue. So all these three, four reasons which have, you know, has pushed the rice prices in, you know, inflationary side.
Right. Well, thank you for the answers. I'm done with my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nirav Hiksaria from Living Root Capital. Please go ahead.
Just to confirm, you had mentioned what will be the marketing cost for the new brands coming up?
The marketing cost, primarily the focus of marketing cost would be around 25 to 30 lakhs.
Okay. And what is the overall marketing cost that you're budgeting for the company for the year?
So overall marketing cost is not much for the company. So now as we are launching premium brands, so there's a slight marketing cost which will keep on coming year on year for to promote these brands. And apart from that, as I said, that we primarily focus on the bottoms-up approach and we try and influence the shopkeepers and the retail salesmen to boost our products. And we try to incentivize them, so which is on a very nominal side.
So that will be including in the marketing cost, that's just right?
So this 25 lakhs is totally separate. That will be
okay.
for promoting the premium brand which we are launching.
Okay.
Apart from that, to boost the sales and incentivize the salesmen, that will be a very nominal cost.
That will be overall for all the products, including the premium brands.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. There's no further questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Muthu Kumar from Fidelity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. In the last Q3...
Sorry to interrupt you. There's a lot of echo from your line, sir. May I request you to speak through the handset?
Yeah. In the last Q3 financial year 23, you told the CapEx will be 150 crore. Yeah, I just want to know how much you have been deployed and is there any new CapEx plan for financial year 24? Could you please give a color on that?
Hi. So we have, you know, deployed almost 100 crores and so this is mainly for our ethanol plant and we are expecting another 10 to 20 crores which may go into the ethanol project. Apart from this, there is a new bottling line which is coming up and this will take up another 30 crores. So next year we are expecting some around 50 crores of outlay on the CapEx front.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I hope we answered your questions satisfactorily. and at the same time offering insight into our business. If you have any further questions or want to know more about the company, please get in touch with our investor relationship manager at Verulam Advisors. Thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.